You can listen this time. Wow, you're like almost done. All right, who wants to say what you're doing? Dante? Really? But you're the one that got the answer right when I asked before.
Writing cards to go get the bags.
You can actually take the mic, and then I don't have to. Yeah, there you go. Try again.
Making cards to go with the bags.
And what are the bags for? Ask your brother. He knew. Go ahead, Evelyn.
Neighbors in need.
Neighbors in need. Wow, what's in the bags?
Food and candy and some baby wipes. Warm socks and warm gloves.
Warm. Okay, very good. Thank you. And you all put these together? And what do you think we should do with them?
Give them to people on the streets.
Do you? What if we gave them to people in the congregation? What would they do with them?
They could go around and find people who need these kits.
That's a great idea. I wish I had thought of it. That was really good. There's one other thing you forgot about. Do you remember what this is?
Dog food.
Dog food. That's right. Thank you. We're going to come back to it in a few minutes. I'll tell you what that's all about. Has anyone else felt that this was a particularly long week? Longer than usual? Yeah. What'd you do when you got home last Sunday? Took a nap. Lucky. Went to work. What's that? Bought appliances. That can be fun, though. No? Okay, never mind. No, not so much.
Check the internet.
Check the internet. Was that fun for you?
No.
Why not? Uh-huh.
And I picked up the
So we had just gone through a training for wonderful co-leaders like Lori and also church safety. We had done all that, and then you got home, and you got to see what had happened down in Texas. Anybody else want to share what they did last week after they left here? How many of you did what Donna did? Yeah. Do you know what I did? I went home and I intentionally didn't look at it. I didn't want to. And I didn't care. Anybody? I didn't. Were you a redhead in another life? All right, let me try this. I couldn't care. I turned it off. I didn't want to know. I figured I'd get to it the next morning. The next morning, I got up and I read and listened to the details. And I didn't feel anything. Really, I didn't feel anything. Anybody else? My response was, go ahead, Carolyn. Didn't feel anything. My response was, another one. See what happens next week. And it was in that moment that I thought, oh, Claire, you've got to have a prayer service. You've got to do something, because if you're not feeling anything after this when you should be, like, really feeling stuff, then you better have a prayer service and hold yourself accountable to feeling something. The thing of it is I was feeling something. I just didn't know that it was connected. I was irritable and cranky and tired. I had no energy. Felt a little depressed. I wasn't making the connection to what it means to experience something we call the very fancy word these days is compassion fatigue. Have you heard of that? Oh, Crystal, I know you've heard of compassion fatigue. Anybody who cares, which guess what? Is all of you. Experiences compassion fatigue. Now, this used to be a term that was left open to first responders, where they suffered sort of a secondary trauma. And a first responder isn't just police and fire, but it's therapists and anybody who's working with victims of trauma, nurses, mental health people, minister, etc. You get it. With the increase of availability of details of traumatic events, over and over and over again, we are all sort of pounded in the head, aren't we? To the point where you either turn it off and pretend it doesn't exist, or you've heard it so many times that it doesn't hold the same import that it did the very first time you heard of a tragedy. Right? Anybody besides me feeling a little fatigued? You know what really stinks for pastors feeling fatigue this time of year? It's stewardship. And this is the time of year where I tell you how much we need in order to fulfill whatever it is our mission is in the world. Who feels like giving anything right now? Really? Nice. How old are you? Yeah. We're jealous. 23. But who has it to give right now? Who wants to hear someone say, in the midst of all your fatigue, here's what we need? Who wants to hear that? You want to hear that? You do. Why do you want to hear that? Whoa. Here, you want to come do this? So stepping in, grabbing a little bit deeper down may actually re-energize you. Okay? All right. Deborah?
In the face of hopelessness,
face of hopelessness, you take a step forward towards something. Okay? Anybody else? Yes.
My nature is my job.
What do you do?
Soldier.
You're a soldier. So you get up and go, no matter what.
Think later.
You think later. When do you feel?
You feel later.
You feel later.
Others above self-assertive.
Uh-oh. There's always one that holds us higher than everybody else, right? Thank you. How many of you don't want to give right now? No, Erin too. She's the moderator, so she's like doing stuff all the time also. You know, it's okay to feel like you've had enough and there's nothing there. And some folks can take feelings aside and put them aside for a while because whatever it is that they need to do needs to happen now. But no matter where you fall on that spectrum, whether today is the day where you say, I have nothing left, or today is the day that you say, nope, I have plenty left, or today is the day you decide, I don't, but I'm going to find it anyway. No matter where you fall, at some point, you have to feel. At some point, you have to come back to the place that says, crap. That's a theological term. This hurts, and I'm sad. And where are you? I want you to do me a favor. Close your eyes, please. I want you to imagine for a moment what your beloved, what your God, what your mystery looks like. And in the midst of wherever you fall on that giving/needing spectrum. I want to ask you, what is the name that you are crying out to that divinity, to that beloved, to that energy that you so need to be feeling right now? And when you are ready, open your eyes. And is there anybody who is willing to share what that divine being, that energy, that mystery looks like, or the name that you hold and cry out in desperation and love for? Is it harder to imagine or is it harder to share?
I imagine grandmother.
Grandmother. Can you say more?
It's a big, buxom, bold, feminine, wise grandma whose arms are reaching all of us, touching our hearts, allowing us to lament and grieve.
Thanks, Carla. Anyone else?
So I picture like a big cloud, I guess you'd call it, with a face to it. But to me, it's like wind. It's power. The wind can do amazing things, and it can fill us and move us, and I think the term I came up with was Holy One.
Thank you.
The vision I had was of a picture that Lori gave me last Sunday when she came back from camp with our youth. And they had used sticks and stones and whatever they could find on the ground, and they had written the word hope. And that was the vision I had. And so I guess I could just use the name Hope.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Similar to Donna, but on a different twist, I'm over here watching my kids draw. And so when you said, close your eyes, the first thing I saw were the pictures that my children are drawing. And Bridget, you want to get yours? They're drawing mountains and either a sunrise or a sunset.
I see it.
And the words that came to me, of course, were hope, as well as peace and strength.
And a rainbow. Anyone else? So when I asked, is it harder to image or harder to share, I heard primarily harder to share. Yes? Why? Why is it hard to share the name of your beloved? You don't have?
Personal.
Because it's
how you feel and what you're thinking at the time. Some of your innermost thoughts.
Okay, so it's personal. What else? Intimate.
Sometimes it's hard to pin down to one.
Hard to pin down. How many times in the midst of the things that we've experienced lately do you cry out that name? How many times do you go to that place that says, where are you? How many times do you go, stop asking me to do stuff and to be your presence in the world because I can't find you here anywhere? How many times do you feel abandoned? How many times do you feel let down and betrayed? How many times do you feel ashamed for having all those other feelings? There are no specific answers, but as Lori read, there are a whole lot more questions, aren't there? And here is the brilliance of us coming into a community such as this, that we bring the intimacy and the relationship that we share with our beloved under whatever name we have, by whatever name we have. And we come together in community. And it is in the moment of coming together in community that we can share compassion. We know that every heart in this space is broken today, don't we? And not only is it broken for what happened last Sunday, but it's broken for whatever our corporate and individual traumas have been throughout our lives. We bring all of that here, knowing at least this much, that in this space, with everything we bring, there is no shame. There is no emptiness. There is no being by yourselves as we try to wrestle with everything that comes up against us throughout the week. But written on the ground in sticks and leaves and rocks is a word, hope. Until we can look at one another and in looking at one another say, oh, there's hope, we will wrestle. But when we can come into this space and hold one another with our broken hearts, with our souls shattered wide open, as long as we can do that, then we know we can dig down, that we can find a way, because it is in this space and the experience of love and compassion that we have for one another that allows us to say, you know what? I got some more. And I didn't until I held your hand. And now I have more. This power of community is extraordinary. And this power of this church is how church should be, which allows us to continue to be God's presence in God's life in what sometimes can feel like just a dark, horrible world. I want every one of you to take that image of the divine that you just had and that word that's in your head and look at somebody next to you, not your spouse, and whether you do it out loud or you do it inside, I want you to address them with that word and that image. And every time you look at somebody this week, I want you to remember this moment. Amen?